This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, January 15. See them, see me. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 25. When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, He will sit on His glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on His right and the goats on His left. Then the King will say to those on His right, "Come, you who are blessed by My Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The King will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Jesus told this parable to highlight some key ways to live out the golden rule: do to others what you would have them do to you. If you read the entire parable, you'll notice that Jesus links sacrificial hospitality with eternal reward. He goes so far as to say that the way we treat other image bearers of God is the way we treat God Himself. We love God by loving others. We may nod in agreement and then give some money or food to a homeless shelter or a food pantry, but Jesus specifically says, "You gave me something to eat. You invited me in. You clothed me. You came to visit me." Contributions coupled with personal involvement are a God-honoring combination. There are people in your community today who are feeling neglected and forgotten, especially those whose situations may cause them to feel ashamed. Think of someone struggling with mental health issues, loneliness, abuse, guilt, job loss, financial crisis, marital trouble, or children not walking with God. Ask God to bring someone to your mind and reach out personally with a card, call, visit, or coffee invitation. Consider it a date with Jesus. You might just see Him in them, and they may see Him in you. Pray with me. God of compassion, give us your heart for people who are not outcasts in your eyes, but precious ones in whom you dwell. May we love them, learn from them, and see you in them. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.